The new movie Brokeback Mountain opens this week. It's generating a lot of buzz because of its story about gay cowboys. The movie's composer also has a lot of buzz. Gustavo Santaolalla is considered one of the hottest producers in Latin music. He fled Argentina and arrived in California in 1978. Since then, he's produced scores of albums. Derek Rath reports.
Go to sleep, may your sweet dreams come true. Just lay back in my arms for one more night.
This is a song performed by Emmylou Harris from Brokeback Mountain, a controversial new film from director Ang Lee. It's the story of a homosexual affair between two cowboys who meet while sheep herding in Wyoming.
I never really saw it as a gay cowboy movie. I always saw it and read it as a love story.
A love that will never grow.
Gustavo Santaolalla wrote A Love That Will Never Grow Old and many other songs for Brokeback Mountain. He's a musician and producer from Argentina, best known in America for Grammy-winning productions for rock and Espanol acts like Café Tacuba and the crooner Juanes. Brokeback Mountain represents his latest foray into film scoring. Right from the outset, it was the script and the characters that drew Gustavo to Brokeback Mountain.
After starting the relationship, they actually go separate ways and they both get married and have kids, and then they reunite like after 4 years and they, you know, continue that relationship for 7 years. You really felt for those characters that loneliness and that sadness, and it's a truly a heartbreaking story.
Ang Lee, the film's director, was an added attraction. And when the opportunity arose to meet him in his New York office, Gustavo seized the moment.
And I had my Ron Rocco with me, you know? So I just went there and met with Ang, and it was just like, you know, hi, nice to meet you. What is that? And I opened the case and I just started playing for like, you know, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, I just played.
The Ron Rocco is a bass version of the charango, a South American mandolin-like instrument. It's also the name of an album, 13 years in the making, that Gustavo credits with opening the doors to film scoring. It was featured in Michael Mann's The Insider. This in turn led to more film scores, like 21 Grams and The Motorcycle Diaries. For Brokeback Mountain, Gustavo's score, already composed to the script, became a creative force as the film was being shot.
The sonic fabric, the ambience that the music will provide to the movie has been solved before the movie was done. And in the case of Ang Lee, you know, that he told me, you know, him and James Shamers during the filming, you know, I mean, every night they will back to the hotel and he will be listening to this music and he use it as a source of inspiration.
The wide open plains of Brokeback Mountain were a perfect match for Gustavo's approach to the soundtrack.
The environment of the story, you know, called for something spacious, you know. I love silence in music. I hate when you have the feeling that something was not happening on the screen and then they look at each other and they say, let's put some music, you know.
While Americans know Gustavo from his music, he originally set out to make films himself. But in Argentina, his early dream of movie making was crushed when the military junta shut down the film school in Buenos Aires. For Gustavo, film scoring represents the closing of a creative circle.
I've been making records since I was 16 years old. I produce by now close to 80 albums, whereas film is a new thing for me. But it's a totally different dynamic than making records, and that's really something that interests me and excites me.
This proclaimed most visionary producer in Latin music is obviously enjoying the challenge. For NPR News, this is Derek Rath in Los Angeles.